This is Eric Avalanes with WRPR News. The sound you're hearing is that of raucous cheers and genuine excitement. But I'm not at a concert venue or a big game. I'm here at the Garden State Plaza outside of the Apple Store, where it has just struck 5 o'clock, the on-sale time for Apple's highly anticipated release of the iPad 2. Over 300 people have been lining up as early as 5 a.m. to be the first to own the hottest tech item of the year. The tablet has been getting huge buzz since Apple co-founder and CEO Steve Jobs announced the new device just days before its release.
We've gotten off to an exceptional first year. What about 2011? Everybody's got a tablet. Is 2011 going to be the year of the copycats? Well, maybe a little bit, probably not so much, because most of these tablets aren't even catching up with the first iPad. But we haven't been resting on our laurels, because in less than a year, we're going to introduce today iPad 2, the second generation iPad.
Some of the new features offered in the update include both a front and rear-facing camera for video chatting and FaceTime, the dual-core A5 chip, which doubles your speed while surfing the web, watching movies, making video calls, and going from app to app. Graphics on the iPad 2 are up to 9 times faster than its predecessor, making gaming smoother and more realistic. And while adding a multitude of features and slimming it down by 33%, the iPad 2 manages to retain the same 10-hour battery life as the first one.
And you add all of this together with over 65,000 apps tuned to the iPad, and we think 2011 is going to be the year of iPad 2.
This is Jenna Moonjin. I'm also here at Garden State Plaza for the iPad 2 launch, where the line of people is hundreds deep, wrapping around much of the mall's second floor. We're here asking Apple enthusiasts why they're buying the iPad 2 on launch day.
I mean, I kind of wanted the first generation, but wasn't really allowed in the App Store. Plus, there were features that I felt probably should have been there, like the cameras, and I bought into the hype wagon, and I'm ready to get on board, I guess. I feel like with Apple products, if you don't get them in, like, the first month, you're kind of better off, like, waiting, because the longer you go without getting the current hotness, then you're just going to be pushing towards the next generation, so you may as well wait at that point.
I generally wait for second generation stuff to let them work the bugs out.
I think finally that there's a camera now, so the FaceTime for the iPad, because I felt like when the iPad came out, it came out at the same time that the iPhone 4 came out, and it didn't have that feature of face-to-face or having that, and the GarageBand. I'm a musician, so I use the GarageBand, and now it's a little bit more accessible for the musician to use it.
It was mainly because it's thinner. The dual core was what sold me, pretty much.
I think Apple got one of the most updated technology. They're the best.
With similar tablets on the market, the iPad 2, for these customers, becomes the clear choice over other products, such as the Motorola Zoom and the Galaxy Tab, because of some of the Apple-exclusive features.
The other things, you're sort of like waiting and hoping for the things that you want to come out, and I already have committed with the iPhone over like the past 3 or 4 years, so I have like 100 apps or whatever, which I know will just go over to this device, so I'm comfortable with the platform at this point.
I mean, I've used the Android, you know, other like iPads, and they're just not, they're not like Apple. I mean, it's nothing that can compete with that.
This is the best one. I mean, you got so many options that you can do that you can't do with the other ones. And I think that's what's making everybody go crazy over it, that everybody's waiting over 3 hours for it.
But with the release of the iPad 2 only a year after the original iPad, these Apple fans don't seem to be bothered by the frequent release of new products.
Well, usually it's not a matter of month, and you can kind of like gauge when they're going to release something. You know, iPhone, iPad, year cycles. If you're a diehard fan or you have to do it for your business, you know what, you're going to get the device even if it's years.
It's actually a lot better than most companies, especially, you know, with phones and devices. I mean, they're coming out with like so many different devices, at least in 1 month, that at least with Apple, you know, it's every year, and it's going to get better every year that it comes out.
It does a little bit. It kind of irks me because I just bought my MacBook maybe about a year ago, and now they have a new one. And my friends just bought the MacBook Pro maybe 5 months ago, and now there's a new MacBook Pro. Like, you know, it kind of stings a little bit. But it's kind of, I think that you become sort of obsessed with the Apple culture, which is kind of crazy.
Would you say that you're looking forward to new edition, the next edition next year?
Maybe, we'll see. We'll see. I'm kind of crazy that way. So maybe, yes.
But not everyone who bought the iPad 2 ended up staying this crazy over it. This is Jared Silva, and I got to talk with Apple customer and student Drew Dodlin, who spent quality time with the new tablet he bought over this past weekend. Like many customers, he was excited to be one of the first to play around with the popular Apple product, but unfortunately, it didn't completely live up to his expectations when he gave me his hands-on impressions of the iPad 2, including pure usefulness of it.
It's a little strange since it's not really a device that existed before this in a big way. Like, it wasn't really something that existed, you know, in our house especially, so I didn't really know what to do with it when I picked it up. I guess as far as, you know, watching YouTube videos and playing games on it, it seems pretty good. But yeah, I've used the camera and I tried shooting a video. It looked really terrible and I moved to a better lighting situation because I thought that might be the problem and it still looked pretty bad. I don't know if there's some kind of options I'm missing. That kind of relates to the problem I have with this thing is that I don't feel like I have a whole lot of control over what I'm doing on it. The camera has absolutely no menu in it that I can find. I've pressed everything I could think of. There's really no menu button on this thing. You can open a little task thing, but there's no options for the camera. I don't.
Now, do you think this is because this is the first time you've used a tablet? Or do you think this is just something that new users will have a hard time understanding?
I feel like they almost streamlined it too much and it's to an extreme where there's you know, one button on the thing and you can click that button to go home. If it's not readily apparent inside the program you're using, you know, how to do stuff, you're kind of just sitting there. Whereas, you know, with a phone, there's a menu button and a back button that works with pretty much anything you're in. I don't think it's as intuitive as they wanted it to be, at least for what I've been trying to do with it. The touchscreen seems really good, which they obviously focused on, and the resolution on the screen and just the clarity of it, I guess, has stood out a lot. A lot of the games I've tried look pretty terrible because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of really high quality stuff on here, but the few things that I've found, including, you know, just good games and high quality video from Netflix and stuff, looks as good as it probably could on here, so that's probably, right. I've noticed that more than anything. It seems good for browsing, too. I mean, I guess I haven't gone to a whole lot of websites, but it seems quick, and you can, you know, browse YouTube and message boards and on Google, so that's good.
So overall, do you feel like the iPad 2 just isn't suitable for your needs, or do you think it's just not a good product?
I don't think it's for me, but I'm not really sure who it's for. I haven't looked at, you know, every single app that you can buy on this thing, but as far as I've seen, it's just kind of confusing. I don't know who they want to buy this. I've seen people in coffee shops carrying these things around, and I guess if you're browsing the internet or, you know, looking at your Facebook, you can do that, but I don't know. It's confusing to me. I would love to hear Apple people just explicitly say who they want to buy this or who they designed it for, because I don't think it's really obvious just by using it.
So it looks as if, for some, the biggest tech product of the year isn't necessarily the most accessible one. The iPad 2 and other tablet PCs seem to be rising in popularity over the past year, but in general, if you already have an Apple or PC laptop, it's hard to want to recommend this or other tablets just yet. Likewise, if you already have the first iPad, this version's not worth the upgrade. Some respected tech websites like CNET have gone on to say that the iPad 2 is the tablet to beat this year, making Steve Jobs' claim of 2011 to be the year of the iPad 2 spot on. But others like Engadget still point out that while it's the best on the market, it definitely has its flaws as well. In the end, what the iPad 2 does, it does well. But it's really up to personal preference if it's worth spending $500 or more on this tablet. For Eric Gavilanis and Jenna Mugin, this is Jared Silva signing off for WRPR News.